Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
Just talking about
maybe later.
Oh,
your story with your mom.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, the reason I have Kyle on the podcast is he has a really cool story about sticking it to the man, pretty much, right? That's what I would call it.
Sticking it to the man.
Getting out of the rat race.
Yes, I would definitely call it that. The man being, social expectations.
Yeah, the baby boomer overall. Expectation. Our parents' yeah. expectations.
And at the same time, I mean, to throw out, it's not a disappointing, you know what I mean? It's not that I cut all my ties with family or friends.
Oh,
or
anything, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? I didn't, it's not like, a lot of times, you know, if you just go rogue, you know, you,
yeah,
you
no,
lose
not like
all
that.
That.
Yeah, it's not like you're...
So I definitely like to throw out that I have a really very happy family
right,
life,
right, right.
very, very, lots of friends.
You're not like the Alaska guy, what was his name? Chris... This is going to be like the skateboard guy.
Just yeah.
Chris something. Chris Mendel or something with an M. Anyway, you know the guy that went to Alaska into the wild? So it's not like that.
Yeah,
it's not like
no.
you're running away and you're not talking to anybody.
Exactly.
You just change up your whole lifestyle.
It's kind of because, you know, and you've experienced this before too, you just can't continue doing something that makes you miserable. And people that do...
I mean, you can.
You can, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to
do
that.
Because they have to.
Man, and yeah, I mean, relationships, jobs,
yeah.
school... everything. And just to me, you know, life
is short.
Why do you think
that is? Why do you think that is?
Because it's easy and comfortable.
Yeah.
That's why I think
yeah.
it is. And me, I mean, I'm just as lazy and selfish as everyone else to an extent. I'm, you know, maybe more aware of it
right.
sometimes. But yeah, I mean, to me, for the last two relationships I've been in, it was more convenient than it was enjoyable.
Right.
It was enjoyable at one point. Then there's that line that you cross and all
right.
of a sudden it becomes the norm for you and it's hard to change is hard.
I think
change
yeah,
is hard.
No, that's a great point. And I think too, after a certain point
2 years.
Yeah. So I think after like I don't really know because I've only had that one chick for a year
mm-hmm.
with my girlfriend. But after a couple of years and say you just start you're not very happy, you're so far into it though, you might have forgotten 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
like it was.
What it felt like.
That becomes your new norm and you're like, no, this is how life is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You look at your friends that are on the other side of that, who are, you know, single and are just loving life, even in a relationship, married or anything,
yeah.
in a different situation and how happy they are. And all, to me, all I would think is like, well, that's them and that's never going to be me. And why not? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And it's so easy just to fall into that
oh,
rhythm, dude.
Decent job that pays a livable wage, attractive enough girlfriend. For whatever
right.
type of person
when
you are.
When they'll, you know,
have
sex with you
and stuff,
on
yeah.
the regular.
You don't have somebody there. And then you just
do fucking... laundry done, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
If she's... Yeah, if you're into that type of relationship,
mm-hmm.
and then that'd be it. You know? And you can live that out for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I've seen it, and that's just not the direction
so why don't
I would
you,
ever...
Yeah, why don't you reiterate the story.
Kind of the backstory,
yeah,
I guess.
Tell the listeners, yeah, the thing that I really like about it, you know? Just the story of where you're working, what you're
even,
doing.
Right, right.
And then how you got out of it.
Well, and
what made you...
I'll see if I can cover as many deep in the short amount of time we have, especially considering you already know all this shit, but...
Yeah, but...
I figure we're talking to whoever's
right,
listening
right,
to this.
Exactly.
and honestly, it's I want to throw out that it's really cool that you're doing this, because I think when... If anyone can get anything out of anything I say... Or anything anyone else says that,
exactly.
that you cover, or anything you say, I think that's really cool.
Thanks, dude.
So, it's good.
I mean, if only one person fucking listens to this.
That's what I'm saying.
But
dude.
If it changes that one person, I mean.
Well, I've had.
Better than not doing
it. Inspired, but they're like, man, I wish I could do that, you know? Well, okay, so the backdrop of everything is, I was a little shithead in high school.
Right.
High school ended, and kind of was like, well, I don't want to grow up yet, so I went to community college. And just kind of took the classes, you know, just went through life, just being
right.
a little shit still. But
right.
at this point, I was sober. I was in a very kind of a strange place in life
uh-huh.
and in strange social circles. But we could probably cover that another time.
Yeah.
But
well, we can go into it after. But...
Or even after, sure. Whatever. and just kind of like, you know, my parents had a pretty high expectation of what they expected me to do, me and my brother, younger brother. He went to the Marine Corps. I went to college. And automatically, I went to business. I got more attracted to business school.
Uh-huh. You make me turn my head.
What was it saying? I just kind of got more attracted to business school because I was good at it and I knew it. And like my dad's a businessman, so
right.
I just like
just felt natural.
Yeah, it felt natural. Yeah. And they were, I mean, yeah, I'd go when you get praise from your parents, it's good. And they're
right,
like,
yeah.
Oh, look,
we're
proud of
you.
You're going to business school. And
that's like the opposite of when you get the we're disappointed in you.
I'm an English, I'm an English
so
major.
Shitty.
Fuck.
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go into liberal arts.
Yeah.
Shit.
Cool.
We're dumping all kinds of money for nothing.
Yeah.
But, so even that time, dude, it was, you know, my brother's in the Marine Corps and I was studying accounting out of all things. And obviously there's a good chance whoever's out there in the internet's world probably will not know me, but you know me well enough that I'm not a fucking accountant.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, that's not me. But it was easy once again. It was easy, expected, blah, blah, blah. Went through college, had a girlfriend at that time. And this one was what we were just talking about was very, she was nuts, dude. She was a bitch. She sucked.
So you're like 20 at this point? 23. 23,
okay. 23. Once again, I just started drinking at that point, which kind of changed a lot of things too. But I missed the college party, so I was starting late.
Right. Making up for lost time.
Yeah. And yeah, I was living with this girl and she was just a succubus and life was not miserable, but it wasn't as good as it could have been.
Uh-huh.
But just like we were saying, I just kind of got in that norm, dude,
mm-hmm.
and just went with it. I missed out on a lot of fun things, dude. I missed out on a lot of good experiences, a lot of good people, a lot of good girls. it's kind of a bummer, you know?
Yeah.
But I graduated with an undergrad, and once again, it's still like, I don't, the real world scared me at a certain extent, especially for being in the business world, which is, it's very like cutthroat, man. It's very cutthroat, and it's very like,
It's also very kind of artificial. It's very artificial.
That's what I'm just saying.
Not very personal.
No, and it's they judge you on the tie you wear. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And your haircut and who you associate with, and you know,
not that there aren't really good people in the business world,
yes.
But like the culture is just
this boils down to my experience. And
right,
a lot of my friends are business people. They wear suits and ties every day, and I love them to death.
Right.
They're good people.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, there's...
But the culture
everyone,
is
but, yeah.
more predominantly towards that.
When you think of a CEO, you think of a scumbag. You know, it's that kind of mindset, I guess.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
a little bit, yeah, but...
It's all right. It's all, you know, it's for profit, dude. It's
right.
It's the bottom line.
Right, yeah.
And this whole time was kind of, you know, it's just not, once again, miserable, but getting there. This is one of two epitomes, or epiphanies.
It's the epitome of my epiphany.
Was, that, you know, life sucks, and I'm cutting this fucking crazy...
weight off your shoulders.
Oh my God, man. And obviously there's down times, I was all fist in a few times, and she sucks. I fucking hate that girl.
just don't mention her name.
Credit anyway. Business.
Uh-huh.
And number one, I didn't know I was in for her. Number two, it was cheaper than my undergrad because I was 25.
And you got those grants, huh?
I got a bunch of, tuition waivers. I got a few grants.
Right.
And I actually got some scholarships for some stupid reason. You're probably like, this is the We Feel Sorry For You scholarship.
This is the pity scholarship.
This is the...
What did they give you, like,
20? You have nice jeans on today's scholarship.
They gave you, like, $20. I got a scholarship, and it's, like, $20 award.
$20? This is actually... You returned your book to us.
Yeah.
So this is your refund.
Scholarship. we call it the You Returned the Book Scholarship.
But it was just, you know, yeah. So anyway, that wasn't necessarily a bad decision, but it...
So school was a year and a half, 2 years back?
This was... My MBA was 10 months. It was intensive
okay.
program. So I spent the summer doing fucking math and reading books that I didn't want to read and just shit, just signed up once again. Really crap I didn't want to do.
And you're already in it, so you're like, I'll just get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone says, you know, college degree doesn't mean shit anymore, you need a master's now, and blah, blah, blah. And what I never understood, just because I just go with the flow sometimes, just because it's easy and I'm lazy.
Right, well, yeah.
That was, I already studied all of it. I, you know, was more familiar with it than, say, like, forestry or anything else. So it was just kind of the next step.
Right.
And, little did I know I was going to have, like, a mental breakdown and, like, my entire life was about to change.
And so when did you start dating the last chick? In your MBA program?
Yes.
Or towards the end?
No, kind of right in the middle of
okay.
it. So this is
so
about
then,
6 months later after me and the crazy one broke up.
Okay. And then you graduate later.
I graduated.
Get that job at the... accounting firm.
Well, I actually had a few jobs between that, too. Okay. I was unemployed.
Okay.
I was the only one in my class unemployed.
Well, that's right.
As well. And,
It's funny now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's pretty much completely by choice.
Yeah.
Because I had accounting offers and
shit. Your heart
was punk rock
was
like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck corporate structure. And,
so funny.
And now that I had, fire behind it, you know what I mean? I studied it the whole 10 months.
Yeah.
So not only, it wasn't just word of mouth or, news articles or anything. Even companies that you wouldn't think are deceitful or very deceitful.
They're so good at the perception.
Yeah. So, it just kind of just turned me off, dude. Yeah. I didn't want, after that degree was done, I was like, I can do this ever in my entire life. But at one point, kind of fast forward, I kind of had to. I tried booze.
Yeah, a lot of jobs on that, yeah.
And that was fun until it wasn't fun anymore. Mm-hmm. And then
those jobs get old in about a week.
Real quick, dude.
Yeah,
real quick.
Maybe a couple hours sometimes.
And my good buddy from college, I guess I don't really say his name either. I'll just say buddy and guy and friend.
However you want to do it. I mean, if you're going to say something incriminating, then maybe refrain.
Dude, I don't think this kid's ever, jaywalked.
You can just say your buddy Mike, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's my buddy Mike, actually.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
So he's kind of the polar opposite of me. He's very, got straight A's in high school. He's a really good dude, and, if he ever hears this, he knows I love him, and we have a lot of fun together.
Uh-huh.
But, he was very, got good grades and really cared about his degree and, really got into the curriculum he studied, got a job, doing awesome now. He's making, shitload of money, man.
Yeah.
About to have a kid, got married, so he's, he's rocking.
He's your age, right?
He's younger than me.
You're
28,
right?
I'm
28.
Okay. About to be 29. He's, 25, I think.
Okay.
But just everything that I am not is what he is, and maybe that's why we are attracted to each other.
That kind of thing.
And the shit that
I
do.
And you get to kind of use him as a little example.
And I get to be like, You're so, you're the poster child of everything in life.
I've been maybe trying to be a little more like you at some things.
And I get to go corrupt his, baby showers and his weddings. And
those are good friendships, dude.
Yes, they are. And,
you can't be always trying to be like you.
Oh, God,
plus, if you have personalities closer to us, where, not so, school and all that oriented than a
straight staircase, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because, when I told him and other people I went to school with that, way fast forwarding where we're at now, they were like, what the fuck, dude? And they didn't understand that. It was like, I can admit that I studied for 2 years some shit that I don't want any part of now.
Right.
And if that's all I got out of it, that's a big learning curve for me.
Yeah, so you went to the job. And tell me about, what
so
transpired at the job and then made you fucking later.
Right. I forgot to mention that, I guess. That's why I brought Mike, he got me a job at his accounting firm back in Tucson, where it's my hometown. I was in Flagstaff at the time. Like I said, odd job. Girlfriend thing was good. Life was okay, but I was like, just not having it. And
right,
I broke
right.
down and was kind of like, okay, I'll use my fucking degree and see what happens. Once again, if I just experience. By it, God, no, dude. It was tax season.
Oh,
so
shit.
It was right off the bat, hit the fucking floor running. That was 12-hour days usually, 12 to 14-hour days. And this company is awesome, too. The company I work for, I have nothing but respect for them. They treat their employees awesome, and there's a high turnover because there's not a lot of room of moving around. But they're a great company. I got paid a lot of money to do a shitty job that I didn't think was worth it.
Right.
I was the cheapest one in the office, of course, because I'm a fucking bumpkin back in,
you're entry level, too,
Yeah, the intern was making more than I was.
Oh, really?
And probably some of the receptionists were making more than I was. But I don't give a shit. I was also, I don't do things that I don't.
Yeah, the volunteer was like raking in.
Yeah. All those fucking compliments. I don't even get those. I just get spit at. No, but, where the fuck was I going with that?
So
the job overall, dude, was fucking, it wasn't for me, dude. It was terrible. I got, gained 30 fucking pounds.
And that,
a lot
that's
of it
like
was
half hour, kind of just standard corporate stuff, half hour lunch, 15-minute break in the afternoon, and you're home by 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah, and then
and just ate
so my girlfriend
and
worked, she worked a night job, so I didn't really get to see her a lot. And even that just wasn't cutting it. And they just pumped you full of food, not healthy food, good food,
right.
But not good for you.
When you're sitting at your desk, you probably have sodas.
Yeah, fucking
and
sodas
coffee,
are really available, M&Ms, and
which is nice.
All the time.
It's nice, but
well, then you wonder why. There's
but then we're just
rancidity in a lot of office jobs.
I know, dude. Especially sitting down. Dude, I just read an article saying how sitting down is
thank you.
The biggest health hazard right now.
Yeah.
is because a lot of people spend the majority of their life sitting down. You know, just think about it. Like, driving, you drive to work, you do your office job, but I'm sure, you know. Home, you walk from your car to inside, you sit down and eat, you sit down and watch TV, sit down and talk to your...
And
you spent like 5 minutes upright the whole day.
And then, piss. You know, and it makes, it adds on to it if you have like bad posture or you already have a back injury or something. But I remember from that, it was getting those, you know, you get those knots, the stress knots.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And these were like,
those are boulders, terrible, dude. Right beneath your traps.
Yep. Yeah, suck, and you think dude. That, you know, we, because we get them from our job too. Yeah. Just, I think more from just carrying weight, but this was literally from just sitting, getting fat, doing nothing. And that it was, it's bad. It was fucking not a good job for me.
Right.
So I was there for just a little longer than a year. And part of this that went into it was my girlfriend, she didn't like pressure me into it, but she kind of did.
Into what?
Into like getting a job.
Oh,
getting a real job. But half of it was because I'm a complainer, you know, and she's like, you complain about this a lot. You should
do something leave about
and
it.
Go do something else.
Right.
So she, you know, I was. Not, like I said, forced into it, but I was definitely persuaded by her, by, you know, a few friends, by...
Did your parents? Or
my parents, yeah. I mean, my dad knows a lot of the guys that... or a few of the shareholders that work there, so...
Right.
I mean, it kind of makes sense at least to try it if you got the degree.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I wanted to make my dad proud. And I wanted to, like, say, you know, I did something
with myself. Because they help pay for it and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, at least tried it, yeah.
And, you know, that, like I said, lasted a little longer than a year. And then just shit kind of started going downhill. And girlfriend ended up getting another job at NAU back in Flag.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of saw that as an opportunity. And I don't know if anyone else has had this before, but just the fucking light switch just turned on.
So was it like a day?
It was a day, dude.
Or is it like a moment where you like, do you have those moments where like, I'm sure you do. I imagine everybody does. I've heard other people talk about it. But like, where you get this like... Yeah, an epiphany, but it's like so...
Of sorts.
It's so strong, you're sitting there and like, for however long it lasts, sometimes you're lucky to make it last 10 seconds, mine are usually like 2, and you get like this totally clear fucking vision.
It's like an overwhelming sense of euphoria just for a second.
It's like a natural, complete high, like you took a big old hit of heroin or something, you are just on top of the world.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's fucking fleeting, dude. Sometimes it's like... And it comes at weird times, too. Dude. I can look at, like, a butterfly sometimes, or I can be driving or, like, talking to someone, and it'll just fucking hit me for, like, a second.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll last, like, 5, and every time, dude, I'm like, oh, wait, like, I'm grasping for it. Like, come back. Where are you going? And it disappears, and you're like, how the fuck do I get that back?
Do you ever, do you remember the thing when those things happen? For instance, like, this,
like, what my epiphany was, you mean?
Yeah. Of, you know, because I've had a few just like that, usually under the influence of... a lot of alcohol.
Right, yeah.
But because I'll just zone out sometimes. You just look at something, you're just like, that's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change my life tomorrow and adopt a kid or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then really tomorrow, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, it's if you, when you smoke too, you can like, you ever had like, you know, those thoughts and stuff and they make perfect sense to you when you're high and then when you're sober, you're like, if you write them down or you think about it again, you're like, what? That doesn't make sense to me now, but so it made
use a cheese grater to fucking make oil? What am I... I know it makes sense. There. We had it all cut out, but...
Yeah, it makes no sense when you're sober. So it's like, which one makes more sense? Anyway, so your epiphany, do you remember like the moment it happened, or is it just you do? Tell me about that. That's all I know.
So I've been waiting for you to ask me this because I wanted to use a quote from this from my tattoo, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty, music's a very big deal in my life.
Uh-huh.
I have, and several of my tattoos are influenced by the shit I listen to and blah, 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 blah. So this song, I've listened to it a million times. It's called Barfly, and it's by a band called Strung Out. That's what this
tattoo is, right?
That's what this tattoo is. So on my upper leg, I got a fly. Yeah, a fucking fly getting real drunk. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And I've actually just started another one on my other leg from another song by them. So,
what's the band again, sir?
They're called Strung Out.
Strung Out, that's right.
They've been around for a long time. I got a huge boner for them.
Okay, what's the
quote? Anyway, the song's called Barfly. It's kind of just blah, blah, blah. The quote is, I actually wrote an essay to get into the master's program.
On that quote?
Yeah, and if they would have known it's like a song about like drinking yourself into oblivion and shit. And, like, just what we were talking about, when you get drunk and have these clear visions of...
Good quotes can come from that.
Oh, yeah. So it's a moment of weakness is a moment of clarity. And this is every time, not every time, but a lot of those bottoms, you fucking hit some kind of bottom. Mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily a life bottom, but you hit a bottom. And then all you can see is up. You know, you see the blue sky and you say, there's nowhere to go. Down from here, whatever the issue may be, if it's relationships, jobs, school.
Right. The harder you hit, the higher you bounce or whatever.
Yeah, and then all you see, and then fucking everything important that you want or everything that's important to you becomes very, very clear.
Right.
I've experienced it several times throughout life. I can't remember half of them, but this was the biggest one. I'd say that was the biggest one.
So when was it? Yeah, tell me, like, where were you?
I was in the office. I was sitting in my office.
On a fucking Monday or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the day.
Okay, but you're staring at, like, the computer.
Doing someone's fucking books that I didn't like or never met.
A typical day, though. Nothing out of the ordinary.
And it just hit me. It was like, I don't want to do this anymore, and I don't have to.
No way.
And it was very...
Did you listen to that song on the way to work or something?
No.
Nothing like, did you read a book the night before that kind of like put that little scene?
At that point, I might actually, dude, because I was listening to that song almost every day.
Did you smoke that morning?
No, man. It was, it just life hit.
It just kind of built up and then.
I don't think I was thinking about, all I could think, dude, in that point, every time I went to work, was at work, was about how much I fucking hate work.
Right.
And how much I want 5 o'clock to come around. So I could either A, get drunk, or B, hang out with, you know, my girlfriend.
That you aren't really enjoying the situation that much.
At that point, it was starting to go downhill, that's all, and that's not a healthy mindset, dude.
No, that's
if anyone ever feels that way about their job, they need to fucking quit right now and go do what, like, if you wanted to be a horse trainer, if you wanted to be, fuck, I don't know, acrobat, if you want to be a fucking lawyer, you know, whatever you want to do, you need to go do that.
The only, like, I completely wholeheartedly agree, but like, what do people do that are married? It's like a kid.
That's actually, you know, a mean? Really good point.
It's so easy for us to be like, just go do, you know, like, we're over here, you know, I'm 25, just, you know, everybody knows, and you're 28. We don't have kids.
We don't have any ties.
Don't have any girlfriends or anything, no wives.
No responsibilities other than ourselves, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's like, quit my job right now, and I could go live under a bridge if I wanted to.
Right.
I could go out into the fucking woods and disappear if I wanted to.
Right. You could travel the world if you wanted.
We could do whatever the hell we wanted.
Which we kind of do. I mean,
now we do. Yeah.
Now we do.
Yeah.
But
like someone who has like a family, that's where it does get
more gray area, but it still comes down to the same fact, dude. Is like you can't waste your life for those people. For, you know what I mean, for your kids, for your wife. And just think of how much better their life will be if you're happy.
And I think it would just be harder, but you could still be
there. It would be harder.
Like, you'd have to take night classes. You've heard stories of, like,
it would be,
like magazine
it would
articles
not be,
and
it
stuff.
It would not be easy at all.
It wouldn't be nearly as easy as for us, but it can be done.
Absolutely.
Take night classes to become a nurse or a veterinarian or whatever it is.
Or, don't just save your beer money for a year and then...
And
put in savings or
invest it
and then quit your job, have some cushion, and go do like your passion. Go do something.
Yeah.
So that day, dude, it was just doing shitty work and saying, what the fuck am I doing in my life? You know, I was back in my hometown where I didn't really want to be. I haven't accomplished half the shit I wanted to do in my life. And, you know, I'm pushing 26 at this point.
Right.
And was kind of just like, fuck this. Fuck all you. Fuck this. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And that, once again, that's a big thing for me.
Dude,
I'm sure a lot of people have.
I'm sure everyone who listens to this.
It's
really easy to get indoctrinated into it, dude.
Yeah, and then you want people to like you. You want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And you want people to think you're making good decisions.
Right.
So you do things based on what other people think.
God, isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah.
It's so easy to do that. I catch myself doing it all the time, too.
I wonder if...
Everyone does it, I think. Subconsciously, I think, even.
I wonder if, like, Canadians do that.
I know. Isn't it weird?
They don't give a shit about anything. And they don't judge people. Well,
I think... I mean, I've been to just, Mexico, Canada, and Cuba. The only other countries I've been to.
I only know 3 Canadians.
But it's a human thing, dude.
You think
we're social creatures. There's no way around it. Maybe some cultures are worse than others.
I think maybe
our culture puts more stress on
material
the
things,
nice car you have,
especially
material things like we were talking about earlier. Like that's kind of the American culture, materialism and stuff. But I think it's a pretty good, like, from people I've talked to from other countries and stuff, they all dress nice, and, you know, I mean, you go to Europe or whatever, and everyone's trying to impress everyone else. And,
right.
You know, I mean, that's just a human thing.
Probably in a different way, huh?
Yeah, it's just different ways, I think. But I think that's just a human condition of, you want to fit in. You don't want to be the outcast of the tribe, you know?
And go to, like, go on a trip with your buddies, or, you know, go to Vegas, and there's, you know, 5, 10 of you, whatever. You're like, well, what are you guys going to do? Because I'm going to do whatever you guys want to do.
Right.
I want to go to, you know, I want to go to sleep, but, you know, that's lame.
Right.
I want to be a part. I want you guys to like me.
Mm-hmm.
I do that shit all the time, man. Even in my fucking, at my job now, that I don't even like the guys I fucking work with. Yeah. You know? And they, like, I find myself doing things just because they expect me to, or because I don't want to be
alone, kind of, or?
Or,
the odd man out, kind
of. Yeah, or, like, made fun of, or, you know, I take a lot of shit from them.
Right, yeah, you know? You're the outcast. It's easier to.
And I'm the easy one to pick on because I'm the one that's not, you know, like them.
Right.
They're all Hispanic. They're all friends for years. They've all lived here for years.
You're the one white boy.
They all speak Spanish. I don't speak. I speak poquito Spanish.
Right, un poquito.
Un poquito.
We're doing seasonal wildland firefighting, by the way. Is anyone listening?
So this is.
We can talk about that later.
Well, and that's stuff. that was the
anyway,
epiphany.
So your epiphany was
And I wanted to do. I wanted to be a hotshot when I was, you know, in high school, and I fucked my back all up, and,
right.
which is why college was such a good option, I guess. Never got around to it. That was one of those things, you put a picture of a big fire, you know, a big forest fire on the wall, and you just stare at it and say, damn, another life, you know?
Or right. That was
that,
like
that
your...
would have been cool. That would have been, you know, I would have enjoyed that.
That was that the thing always, like, in the back of your mind?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Fire's always been a passion.
Was it always wildland, or was it more structure?
No, it was always wildland.
It was always wildland.
Structure was more like if... To this day, it's still I would love to be a structure fighter, dude. And I know, you would not, but for
it'd be cool
I
in different ways. The medical stuff would be more.
Oh yeah,
would be
and
really
it's more structure. You know, we're seasonal employees, so if I wanted to be somewhere
more
permanently,
permanent,
is I would
stuff,
structure.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's go back to that day. Sorry, we keep getting sidetracked.
I know.
So you sit at your computer and you're like, you have that epiphany. And you're like, fuck this, fuck you. Do you walk out of your office at that moment?
No.
I've always wanted to do that. Because if the people you work with are cool, though, like, your boss wasn't a dick, he was pretty cool, or she.
She, yeah. No, they, yeah.
It's
like,
funny how I automatically say he. You think about that?
It's corporate, man.
It's
don't worry.
Well, that's well, this is the way I'm like, you always think the boss is a guy.
Yeah, my boss, and all you think is, you know, big mustache, fucking cigar.
And I don't mean anything sexist by it, it's just the way that society. Anyway, we're sidetracked again.
It's like calling something gay, I don't mean anything by it, but it's just, I've said it, and it's, you know.
Right, yeah, it becomes something, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not an insult, it's not a bad thing, it's just natural to say.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, that's gay. I catch myself saying that.
Well, the other things I would like to say, I would probably get in more trouble for.
Like faggot or something.
I mean? Or just, you know, can't in the office be like, you know, fuck you.
Right.
Boss, you know?
unless she's a really cool boss, yeah.
Yeah,
fuck
no.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. We got bosses. Well, your boss is pretty cool like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, unfortunately, there was no big bang, and
so
I talked a lot of game. Of course, my buddies in the office, like, dude, I'm gonna fucking tell everyone to fuck off.
Yeah,
dude. I'm gonna walk out of here, and you know, middle fingers blazing.
Everybody was cool.
Yeah, yeah, but
you're just like, fuck off to the job, kind of thing.
It's the
fucking symbol.
It's
like,
the punk rock, dude.
Fuck you, man.
It's very like, I'm gonna tear my tie out,
yeah.
Throw it, fucking
I'm going rogue.
Kick a computer, and speed out of the parking lot.
Is that Jerry Maguire where he does that and he leaves and he's like, someone come with me and
I
gives this whole
so.
Speech? And
yeah.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or in fucking Dirty Work. You remember that movie?
What?
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work.
Yeah.
No.
Norm MacDonald drives by Mooney and then he stops a car. Same thing, just fucking flash everyone, get the car dies.
Was that like in the like 70s?
Yeah, it's stupid. Oh. That was, what's wrong with the
Dirty Age joke?
All right. So no big blowout. God damn, we get sidetracked a lot.
Did you do it that day, though?
No. So this is, I unfortunately kind of had to, like, plan it strategically because I am horrible managing money, so I still needed, this is during tax season, and make a shitload of money during tax season. So I still had to do the stupid job I stayed there for another 3 months.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I had to stay for a little bit.
But was it easier?
It was partially out of respect, too.
Right.
Okay. I pride myself a lot on my integrity.
Right. And they were
and
cool,
I didn't
want to,
and it was taxis. I want to bail on them.
Yeah.
I fucking did not enjoy it. And I probably wasn't very good for them. They probably would have been better if I quit and hired someone else, but
it would have taken me a lot longer to get someone else and the other shit.
And I had clients that actually those poor bastards, they actually depended on me for something with all their money.
So 3 months later.
And well, that night I went back and it might have been, I might have sent her a text message or something, but went home and told the girlfriend. And at the same time, she didn't have the job at NAU yet. This is back a little before that. She's been talking about applying for other jobs too, and back in Flagstaff though, because she's like, I miss it so much and everything, and I just want to go back. And I was like, me too. And I came home and was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go into wildland firefighting. And she was like, awesome.
She was down for it?
Oh yeah, dude. She, you know, she's an awesome, awesome person. Mm-hmm. And I really have nothing bad to say about her. We just didn't fit.
Yeah.
And, she was like,
maybe you fit in like 5 years. You know what I mean? You just don't fit right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We just went, the opposite directions. Yeah. But she was like, I'm so happy for you, and we can, like, we'll plan this together. We'll make it happen. Anything we have to do, let's do it.
So she was down to move wherever you needed to go, kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, we'll get the fuck out of here. And, you know, she was, looking out, you know,
that's for, like, you could ask for
a real job. Yeah. And,
that's pretty badass, yeah.
And just how she was just way supportive and everything. The only worry I had was telling my parents, which came a little while later. Sat down at dinner. I was like, got some big news for you. My mom was all freaked out. I think she thought either, I was gay or like, we're pregnant or pregnant, not married, you know, or we're getting married.
I'm pregnant and gay.
She was, it's kind of like, there's news, but I don't know what it is.
What could it be?
I'm Chinese, mom.
That anticipation is so much.
And you
worse
know,
than...
I mean, moms gotta love them.
Yeah,
they just they think worry. The worst and hope for the best.
They worry so much.
Because even if I told her, "Oh, we're pregnant," she'd be like, "That's great," and then she'd be fucking stoked on it like a day later.
Oh yeah, dude. Then they're like,
"So she was... okay." So yeah, I dropped the dime and pretty quick. The other thing was that Brianna got. Oh, damn it. She got the job up in Flagstaff, so we had like that news, and then saying, "I'm gonna quit my $45,000 a year job that's stable and
And whatever. With seasonal firefighting,
very unstable.
Well, it's unstable, unsure. And you didn't know where the hell you were going,
and it's hard as shit to get into.
You could have gone to Colorado, or you could have been around
the
corner.
Yeah,
like, you could have been anywhere.
Anywhere, yep.
Up on the west, pretty much.
But that's anywhere. So I dropped the news to him, and. At first, I was, like, terrified, dude. I was terrified my dad was going to be all disappointed, like, you know, just the judging and, like, you're going to...
Well, that generation, exactly.
And it was, it just blew me away, dude. He was like, well, you can't keep doing something you're not happy.
Yeah.
You got to go do it. And then he's, I was like, you know, what are you going to do for money? What are you going to do for blah, blah, blah?
Right,
I was like, well, I'll figure it out.
Right.
And they hate that. My parents fucking hate that.
I think all...
What are you going to do next year for a job?
All my parents hate that, dude.
Well, yeah, they don't want to, they just don't want to be have the bum that comes to the Christmas party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Dave, our son.
Well, and
he's still unemployed, living in the basement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's like it's their generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry sometimes if we're going to, is that just like an older person thing, or is that because,
I think, like I said before,
they're the kids of the Great Depression era.
Yeah.
So they have it instilled in them on like. Job security is number one, you know?
Savings.
You graduate, you get a job security, you save, retirement, you know, pension, all that stuff, 401k.
Smart investments.
That's the most important thing is the security.
Establishment.
Because of their parents and what they went through.
I also think...
And it's getting filtered to us, but they still have that as like, no, that's what you do. So I don't know if it's because of, like, the way they grew up, or it's just what happens when you get older, you lose this, like... You lose that, like...
You gain responsibility instincts or something.
Yeah,
I think just, a part of it, too, is it's...
if you have a kid, it's a mixture, probably. Yeah, it's
and
a
if you have a kid, because you have someone else to look out for.
You have to be more stable,
Because also not being being a former dog owner and not a current dog owner, I think it's the same thing with them, is you want... Like, to me right now, I really want a dog, but I don't want one if I don't have a house and a for it.
Right.
You know, and...
And if you have a kid out of nowhere, it's like, well, I gotta get a stable job.
Gotta get a job. Just in back that same loop you just were talking about. I gotta stick with this girl I hooked up with.
Not that having kids is bad, but like,
no.
When it's done incorrectly.
It changes your life, dude.
Yeah,
for good, for better or for worse.
And I would say the majority of the people, even if they didn't want one, It's funny, dude. What's that Kardashian girl? Not the Courtney, I think. The middle one.
The stupid one, or
not,
the
other? Not Kim, and not the young tall one.
The hot one.
Yeah, she's this is Courtney. Yeah, she's not as hot as Kim, but she's pretty hot still.
I don't think she's hot anymore. She's all plastic.
Yeah, she used to be really hot. She did. She used to be smoking. But she actually, I read a quote from her that I was like, oh my God, that's actually really, I can't believe a Kardashian just said something really smart. And she was like, she was talking about getting an abortion with one of her kids. And she said, once I have the kid, I will never regret it. But if I had gotten an abortion, I could.
That's,
you know, like if I have the kid, there's no way that you're going to regret it. She said,
right.
Because once you have it, I mean, you're going to love it and it's going to, you know what I mean? You'll make it work. But if you get the abortion, you might.
Yeah. What if, and there's the what if. What
right.
If, whatever.
Yeah. You know,
that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. Kardashians, dude. Did see that card getting pulled.
Dude, I didn't either when I read it. When I read it, I was like, that's actually.
So you pretty watch E.
I don't know where I saw it. I do watch that sometimes, though, and I get mad at myself.
I used to when I was kids again. At a few restaurants. And
you had enough save to make it through a couple months, probably.
Yeah, and then when it was gone, that was some tough living.
Right.
And so I was working at these restaurants, and she was, you know, not having that. And so eventually we split up a little while after my birthday for all these reasons.
Right.
Because I kind of had the mindset that you have, which is very free spirit. It's just like I don't want to live the way you're telling me to live.
Someone else's life.
I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And pretty much ever since then, man, it's funny how things come to you when you put that kind of energy out. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You're a free spirit. You start meeting like the most interesting people, and you make lifetime friends in very very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Very short amounts of times. And it's, you know, so we split in October. And damn, dude, it's almost been a year since.
Yeah. September 1st today.
Yeah. So it's almost been a year since I've been single. About 10 months. And I find it really, really hard to say no to new experiences, to anything. And getting this job has really helped with that. I lucked out and tried getting a job in Flagstaff with the fire, ended up getting a job in Nogales, which is, last place I applied for.
Because you're from 45 minutes away from there.
Yeah. And kind of just fucking sick of the desert.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But that was the only one that came. Or right. There's got a few offers. It was the best one. Or it was the best one for me at the time. And I couldn't have made a better decision. You know, this job is just different than anything I've ever been used to.
Uh-huh.
It's very like, just, you know, don't be a dick. Get what we need done. And then.
And it's not done with that structure stuff. It's not like.
And it's not for profit. It's not like, guys, we just, you know, a lot of times.
It makes such a big difference when it's not for profit.
Yeah. And I like the people I work with. And you know, I've met a lot of people.
You talking about me?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah.
And also, since moving to Nogales, which I've had kind of a. If anyone knows that Nogales, Arizona is, it doesn't always have the best reputation. But it's a beautiful town.
It's got a lot of culture and stuff,
Sonora, right on the other side of the border, it's beautiful. I mean, it's not visually beautiful, but
it's beautiful in its own way. Yeah, it's like
in a
cornfield.
Yeah, sticking more.
When you drive along the highway, and like, oh, it's a beautiful cornfield. It's a cornfield. I don't know. When the wind goes through it,
I was thinking more of like,
you know?
That's a beautiful roofie and a stab in the gut kind of thing. But
it could be that too.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love getting stabbed in the gut. But it's a cool town, and it's something that I had a prejudice about it, and
a what?
A prejudice.
Oh, nice. No, nice, good word usage.
That's the right structure.
No, it is. Yeah, I thought you said something else. I thought you were like
that is right. It's prejudice.
Yeah, he had a prejudice against it.
I have a racist against it.
No. Yeah.
So and that was smashed,
right.
And then we talked a lot about the Latina.
Yeah.
Latino culture, the Mexican
culture down here.
I fucking love it, man. We just, you know, we get tacos all the time and everything, dude. Everything about this place is great.
It is, dude. It's cheap.
They have huge families and they fucking party. And they, for any reason, oh, you're 15? Boom, party.
Yeah.
On Sunday, fucking party.
Is that just for girls?
Quintanilla is.
That's
is
just for girls,
girls,
right?
It is just for girls. It's coming of age. It's a girl coming of age.
Okay, they don't.
It's not like a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah.
Party for a guy?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't know many 15-year-old Mexicans, though, so I guess we know people we could ask about that.
Oh, yeah, we could ask people. But yeah, dude, this is way different than, like, the town I grew up in Northern mm-hmm. California. Like, because...
It's different than fucking Tucson, too.
Well, like, the roads are, like... what was I saying? That, like, the... it's like everything here was built, like, just barely up to code. Dude,
yeah.
Yeah, just enough. That's what every single contractor and pavement person that put it down, they all fucking sat and looked at, and they're like, yeah, that's just enough, yeah?
Yep. This project's going to require $3 million. That's not penny fucking right. more.
That's exactly what we need for, and they probably got the concrete mixed down to the last fucking
They're watching bag. The clock and like, Dave, you got about 1 minute.
Yeah, pour it.
Stop.
We're done. Yeah, dude, but like, you can have a really good standard of living down here.
Yeah,
dude.
And it's cheap to live, and like, look how much fun we've had, dude. And all there's nothing to do down here. Just to throw that out. There's no malls.
Nothing.
It's not a city. So there's not like, there's not
but
really.
It's funny how we like think that is something to do when it involves shopping, exactly. drinking, and other people.
Eating, or like, yeah.
Just spending money, and a lot of people.
Yep.
That's when you think, mm-hmm. oh, there's something to do.
Yeah.
There's people bars
say
that to go
all the time,
to.
Like,
yeah.
oh, you live in Nogales, there's
nothing to do down there.
I just said it. There's nothing to do down there.
Yeah.
But then there's hiking trails, there's a lake. There's,
I feel myself saying it too.
There's two lakes.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of shit.
We've gone camping out there.
You can sit on a patio with your buddy and, you know, get high as fuck.
Or just chill in.
Yeah. Those are great things to do.
Yeah.
And shit, I used to dread, like, having a weekend here. Like, damn, I don't have anything to do. And then you just, you know.
There's always something to do.
It's that mindset, dude. It's not, it has nothing to do with what's around you. It has everything to do with your perspective on it.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's a lot easier, I think, too, to, like, it's easier to just say, oh, I'm just going to go fucking drink.
Or I'm just,
I've done that
before. Sit and watch TV.
I've done that before, huh? Yeah. I mean, I fucking hate it, but yeah, I'm just going to sit and watch TV.
I don't. I fucking love it. But
when you're in the city,
I'm
just going to go shopping.
I know.
To fill the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
and then you start convincing yourself you need shit you don't need, and, you know.
Yeah, that really good starts fucking growing. Advertising, that, especially in the mall, dude.
Damn, that useless object is now $20 off. I need to go get that right now.
That object I didn't know existed until 5 minutes ago.
I need that.
I need it right now.
Yeah, and it's easy to get there. I mean, smartphones especially, dude. Amazon and everything on there. Let's see what's on sale today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need a fucking GPS, but...
Oh, my God, it's $100 off. I need it right now. People who viewed this also viewed this.
That is such a great idea. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. Too. They usually bought this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And I've just... This last, like... Fuck, man. The last year has just been... It's been nothing but a giant epiphany, dude.
Right, so, like, how much between 1 and 100, like, your, like, emotional and, like, spiritual well-being when you were sitting at the desk?
From a year ago. Well, no, from years ago.
When you're sitting at that desk doing paperwork, what would you put? Because you weren't dying. You weren't, like, you had cancer. Your family was good.
Okay.
It was kind of distress brought on, like, just from your own circumstances. So what would you say you're, like... happiness or like well-being
level,
was at that moment?
I would say, especially spiritually, I would say that's increased 100%.
So it was like a 10 then, and now it's fucking 90 or something.
It's I mean, if I go over 100, it'd be over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, if you would have known me 3 years ago, dude, I mean, I was a different person. I don't think we would get along as much, huh?
Were you just more like robotic? Like,
no, I mean, that's still me, but, just that void, you know,
yeah.
was just there, and at the time it just wasn't filled, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I think I emulated it. I think that's mm-hmm. part of the reason, you know, me and the girlfriend split up, and she was having the same kind of issues spiritually.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was a part of it. Emotionally, I would say the same, dude. Physically, the same. I mean, if you had told me I was going to be carrying 100 pounds on my back then, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm gonna get the fucking roll 100 pounds.
Right.
Hiking in mountains, that's another life, dude. I would never dream of doing that. And now, I mean, I don't really like carrying 100 pounds on my back.
Yeah, nobody does. It never gets easy. But
yeah, but I'd much rather be up there with, you know, with people that I enjoy and enjoy the job.
Right, oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, back to, like, the nothing to do shit, you know. We've spent 8 to 10 hours in a dirt lot monitoring a fire with a book and, like, a hacky sack.
Right.
And that's it. And I mean, you get bored, but I would much rather do that. Maybe not every day, but more of that than having a desk full of work.
Any job you get in life is, you know, there's going to be shitty parts.
Yeah. And I also think it's
the good parts outweigh the shitty parts.
Well, yeah. And I think it's important to get to know yourself better. You know, I definitely embrace my personality and my, I guess, ADHD part of my personality. Right. You know, I don't like focusing on things that bore the shit out of me.
Right, right, yeah.
For longer than they'd give me these 5-6 day projects or whatever. Right. I'd look at it for a minute and sit there for a month.
Doesn't interest you either.
Like, hey, did you get this done? Because you had all the time and like, oh, no, I didn't. I did 15 minutes worth of work and then, 50 times today.
And then daydreamed out the window for 45 minutes.
And all my tabs are open with like
Facebook and shit.
Facebook and pictures of the beach and like where we're trying to go in the winter. Yeah, dude. And that's okay. Like, I always like try to hide that kind of stuff. Or like, what else was it? Like, I'm kind of, you know, I can be kind of gullible at times and I kind of wear my emotions on my sleeve and that's okay.
Yeah.
And I always try to hide that from everyone. And the same thing, like I was saying, is I want to be liked. I want to be part of the, you know, part of, and I don't want to stick out. And now, dude, it's okay to stick out. It's okay to, like, it's okay, you know?
It's fun. It's cool, really cool that you're mentioning that, because I think that's one of those things that no one ever fucking talks about, but everyone feels it.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone, you know,
I agree.
People listening to this, they're like, I mean, people that I have, like, people have told me about that, seems like it's a universal thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you don't meet someone and just say, like, hey, tell me about, like, your insecurities, you know? Like, tell me about how subconsciously you are trying to fit in with society and living for someone else's life that they want for you. You know what I mean? Like, no one ever talks about that, because it's just, like, this subtle thing that happens every day.
Yeah.
You just get used to it, and you're like, oh, this is how it is. Like, yesterday I went to the Patagonia Reserve, this nature preserve.
Yeah.
And, I like to go birding sometimes. It's fucking super dorky.
Birding.
Right? So I, like, when I was a kid, I used to see them all in my backyard, and I'd like, oh, what's that one? And my dad bought me this book. And I was like 12, you know, and I was like, oh, that one's cool, and this one's this. That's how I started getting into, like, nature and outdoors and backpacking and stuff.
It's adorable.
It is, right? It's, almost as dorky as you can get. But so I went out there, and I was grabbing my binoculars and stuff, and I had, like, this little strap for it, and I heard this car pulling into the dirt lot, and just out of instinct, I didn't pick up my binoculars because I was just thinking, like, oh, fuck, they're going to think I'm just a dork, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And I did, dude, and I saw it, and I was like, that is so fucking stupid. I didn't even realize I was doing it, because it almost is like, and I don't do it with everything, but I think it happens more than I would like.
Yeah, and like, dude, oh, man, that's, I love that you just mentioned
and maybe some people do it less, and some people it happens more, but it definitely was in there, like, and it was two old ladies.
And
I think they're old, like, 50-year-old lesbians. They, like,
and they probably wouldn't have even noticed.
Didn't even fucking care.
And they don't, yeah, because they're doing their own thing.
They didn't fucking care.
Dude, so on these,
but you think the world's all about, like,
we think it's everyone's watching me.
Right.
They're all watching every move I make. I can't do,
because, like, your world is, like, the only world you can really know.
Yeah.
So you're like, no, this is, like, the only way this is. And they're for sure going to notice me and think I'm a dork. And, like, I didn't even realize I was doing it until I put it back. And I was like, what? Why the fuck did I do that? And I put it on, and I was like, nah, it's fucking stupid.
It's like a little white lie to yourself.
It is, dude.
The little white lie.
And I was like, how many times do I do that?
Oh, my God, dude. All the time. There was one, it was on our camping trip to Washington this last time. It was one of those things, dude. I was, like, in my tent, and I made sure, like, really, really, I think I was getting medicine. I was getting Benadryl, because I was... This before I was like visibly fucking sick, but I was like,
right.
I knew it was coming.
Science
so, to my anyone to know, for whatever reason, like, anyone gives a shit that I was taking Benadryl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one would have cared. And very, very silently got it out, opened it all nicely, like, put it, slid it back in, put it, like, tucked it down, put it in my bag, and, like, you know,
in your tent?
Yeah, dude.
Just the one where you, like, the crinkly?
Yeah.
Did you notice you were doing it then, like,
the next night, I was doing it again, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah.
And I just tore my bag up and started throwing, you know, things, spreading it all out. Like, geez, no one fucking cares.
Right. It's really hard on crew, because you're so close. Yeah, but yeah, dude. It
wasn't even a thing of, like, I don't want to bother anyone else. It was literally, like, I don't want them to know.
Yeah.
But
Because like I'm worried about their perception of me.
Yeah, and it was for a detail like that, and then you can imagine other things. You know what I mean?
It starts with the clothes you put on it every morning. Like,
yeah, it really does.
You get up and it's like, oh, what should I wear for today? You know?
How is everyone else going to like
it? Is this appropriate for society?
Yeah.
That's basically the question you're asking yourself every morning you wake up.
Yeah.
It starts with the things I'm going to put on my body right now. Are they culturally acceptable for my age, for the fashion season or whatever, you know, for this climate? That's how everyone starts their day.
Yeah.
Without even thinking about it, dude.
Yep.
I didn't even think about that till just now.
Yeah. I find, well, I think I'm pretty bad about that then.
My buddy had his baby sex reveal barbecue a little while ago, and I didn't realize they're all like civilized people, I guess, and everyone wore collared shirts, and I showed up in, you know, t-shirt with all this loud lettering and shit on it, and hat on backwards, and tennis shoes, and jeans, like, what's up? I'm ready to drink a beer.
Yeah.
And they love it, but...
But that's the thing, like, yes.
I think this whole change of lifestyle has really, really helped to that kind of thing. Like, I just don't give a shit anymore.
Right.
At all. And don't care.
Yeah, dude.
Always worried about, I mean, I'm still kind of like... Not the greatest with like picking up random chicks and shit like that. I'm still a shy guy, and that's okay too. But
that's weird. You're not shy like in general.
No. Like, and then you throw a pretty girl in front of me, I'm like,
what is she gonna say?
Yeah, dude. But even then, it's like
I haven't seen you in action yet, so I don't know.
It's pretty funny.
Never been enough girls at that bar to.
No, not even close. Even next, I'm kind of like, so, what's your name? Oh, Kyle, I like the stuff.
What do you
like? Bye bye.
Yeah.
girls have that effect.
Even dude, there's like girls. The ones, you know, just don't care if it's yes or no. Like, just throw it out there. Hey, you want to get coffee tomorrow?
No, I hate your face. Awesome. Have a good night.
Yeah, I'm not. It'd be nice. Wouldn't it be kind of? It would suck at first. I think it'd take a lot of getting used to. But what if people were just like straight up honest, like? You know, hey, do you want a drink? And the girl's like, or a guy to a girl could be like, honestly, I just really don't find you attractive.
Yeah. I'll take a drink, but nothing's going to happen.
Because there's some girls that walk into a bar and guys, my buddies, will be like, oh, dude. And whatever it is about her, I don't find her. I'm not sexually attracted to her. And every other guy, it seems, is. That just happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine if everyone did that all the time.
I don't know if you could handle that brutal honesty.
I think people could. It just would take a lot getting used to.
I think there'd be a lot of crying.
Yeah, I think the most important thing that we've been covering is,
free your mind, man.
The fuck was I gonna say, dude? Now I got thinking about that, dude. Like, what would that happen? Hey, you want to go hang out tomorrow? No, you suck. I don't like you.
Yeah, what if you stole my mic? Now you talk too much. You complain too much, or...
Oh, I know. That's... You gotta be fucking honest with yourself, dude.
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
You know, and you can't. No one else is ever gonna make you happy. You gotta figure that out for yourself. You know, and I'm late on this train, and took long enough to get here. But I noticed my relationships with everyone has changed, and I've met, you know, some of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life in the last nine months, 10 months.
Isn't that crazy?
From all walks of life, man, everywhere. You know, I met fucking swingers and, like, guys that make $500,000, and just people you never would have thought of connecting with out of just that, because you don't want to, you know.
But in the end, you realize we're all here, like, there's such a deception of, like, and an illusion of rich people or, like, people with money.
You can automatically judge someone. Well, right away, and then it puts that prejudice on them, and you don't even give them the chance.
Yeah, for better or worse.
Maybe
they're really rich, and you think, like, oh, this person is better than me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a lot of money. He's obviously done something more with his life or better with his life.
He wouldn't want to hang out with the likes.
Yeah,
of
I'm like, yeah. But when you start doing that and you start talking to people just not giving a shit, you realize that most of them, there's dicks that are poor and dicks that are rich, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But most of them...
A lot of the ones we've encountered, especially because you and I have that kind of, like, say, that radiant personality that we generally...
We're definitely... Is it type A or type B that likes to talk? Type A, right? I can't remember.
Probably.
Extroverts, yeah.
we're extroverts, and right. we bring an energy that we bring an attractive energy, you know, and a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people in accounting, bragging hour 101.
It's good to recognize strengths. Yeah, people are always so afraid of that, you know.
Yeah, and you know we've talked about this a million times, dude. That's why you and I get along so much and you know what? Honestly, in a different world, like I was saying earlier, I don't know if we'd get along so much. You know,
like if I met you earlier,
it'd be me more living vicariously through you. It'd be like, oh man, he.
Oh, if you just had a girlfriend and your job is
going to Peru and he's going to do this and he gets to go do fun shit with fun people and I'm just here watching Netflix.
Right. That comparison is what...
And it's much better being on the other end of that than being a part of it.
Yeah, do you think that... I was going to mention this earlier when you had your epiphany and you left and like now you're just so much better off. What do you think of, you know, like you hear people say that, or what we said, that it's not... Your circumstances, you should try and not let them dictate your personal happiness, right? It's a mindset. So even in a shitty job or a shitty relationship, what do you think about like that and like the fact that even if you're in these really crappy circumstances, that your mind should at least still be, you know, at this like 70%, like I'm content with that I'm alive and that I have my family and that I'm still here breathing. Do you know what I mean?
I definitely think it's.
But there always should be those like aspirations.
Oh yeah.
But like that's really hard because I've been there too in like shitty jobs. It's so hard to like.
And it gets harder to focus on those kinds of things to wake up and say I really like being alive today. I really enjoy, you know, this and that. It's for me at least. It's hard to concentrate on positive things like that when the negative aspects of your life are so dominating.
Right. You know. And I don't think once again. You say it like it's just you. Like, everyone thinks that, like, those types of things, like, God, it's just me. Like, I can't focus on the positive.
Yeah.
I think that's just everybody. Everyone does that. Negativity bias, mm-hmm. You know?
I love bringing this kind of shit to light, man. And I don't think it happens enough. I think that a lot of people bottle things up that don't really need to be, you know? You don't need to be.
Yeah, dude.
It's okay.
I bet everybody has stuff and everyone is scared.
Yeah. And, you know, I told you this story. A very good friend of mine told me some very, very big news that he's been holding on to his whole life and told the people that mattered. And, I mean, if you could ever see someone go from
bottom. Do you want to say what that is? Or?
Yeah, he came out of the closet.
Right, okay.
And it was beautiful to see. It was fucking beautiful. And I just would, if I could hope anything for anyone, is that. That feeling to not have to carry that shit around anymore, man.
Yeah.
And that you're not alone, dude.
You're not alone. Like, all the things you're feeling, everyone else feels them too.
Yeah.
So you're not, I think that's the scariest part is when you think, like, you're in this hole but you're alone, like, not even physically, but, like, even if you have a girlfriend, but you're alone mentally. Or, like, emotionally.
Oh, man.
Or spiritually, you know, like, times, yeah, oh, man. I'm down the dumps and, like, why am I feeling so shitty and I'm a bad person because I have a great family and there's people with real hardships and I still feel like
and
shit.
And I can't tell anyone because I don't want to bring them down and, you know, bring them into my misery.
Yeah. And then people just kind of marinate and stew. And I wonder how many suicides or lives have been ruined or like your friend, he came out of the closet and now he's like glowing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Just go do it. Just do it. If there's anything...
And of course you're scared.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's
always, change is scary and getting vulnerable is scary. And just, I mean, obviously don't like go to your boss and say
right.
Think about quitting for the last year because I fucking hate your guts and I'm already planning this and that. But, you know, if
you're not having AR-15 to work tomorrow, don't go there.
No, don't do that. But, you know, change your life, dude. It's never too late.
Yeah, I mean.
And who knows what's in store in the next 6 months.
I know.
Or the next year.
Who knows what's in store in the next hour.
And it's such a relief to not focus on that. Instead of always being, I catch myself doing it, worrying about tomorrow, worrying about next week, worrying about this, next, and like, what am I going to do next summer? What am I going to do for a job?
Money.
Well, I figured it out thus far. I'm pretty sure I'll keep figuring it out. It'll come. And the stress that it brings, it's just not even worth it, you know?
I saw a quote the other day that said, worrying has never extended somebody's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have such good, our human minds are so good at projecting and making up these elaborate stories for the future and like what you should have said in the past. Yep. And
where does it get you?
It gets you nowhere. Because the, whatever that situation is that you're thinking about for the future, at least for me, it never turns out the way that I was like picturing it.
Right. No, you know what I mean? When you make plans, like life laughs at you.
Yeah.
You
know? As long as the plans work out, but when I'm imagining like me sitting on the beach and like how the water's going to look and like what I'll be drinking.
The expectations.
Yeah. And then that always
changes.
It always kind of ruins it if you're expecting that. And then,
yeah.
So if you can just go into something just
excited, saying
you'd never be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
A world without disappointment.
A lot of our, I don't know, fucking all of our disappointment is just from expectations.
Probably. Absolutely it is.
Yeah. Chocolate bar, oh my god, this is going to be so delicious.
It's
going
to be so good.
Open it up, tastes like crap.
Yeah, maybe it was moldy or been sitting for three years on the shelf. And then you're disappointed. And it brings your whole mood down.
Day is ruined.
But yeah, you could have a moment or like 10 minutes or some people a day where, fuck, dude, I was so looking forward to that. You were counting on that, dude. You were dependent on that for your happiness for those 10 minutes. And then the chocolate bar sucked.
When you get a flat beer, dude, that's about the worst possible. A flat beer.
Oh,
I had a rough day today. I'm ready to, you know, have some fun and drink some beers. Boom, pour me a cold one. Tastes like paper. I'm not even partying anymore. I'm going.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Buzzkill. And that's all mental. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't expect anything, if you just literally went into that beer with a clear head of no preconceived notions about what beer should taste like. Because that's the only reason you're disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know that
I know what it was.
Beer should be carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
You're expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
You've had it before and you enjoyed it carbonated. But what if you'd enjoy it your whole life and it wasn't carbonated? And you opened up one day and it was. Oh, my God. And then you're like, oh, this is fucking carbonated and cold. I like my beer warm.
I like it warm and stale.
Yeah.
That would suck if I drank flat beer my whole life.
Yeah, dude. Or flat soda. Or worse is when you go to the restaurants and you do the machines and the syrup is out and you're like, oh, ice cold Coca-Cola. And you take a sip and it's bitter water. It's just like tonic water.
You can watch it coming out. This does not look like Coke.
Yeah. And you do like tasting or when like the syrup's just a little low and you're like, something just isn't right. Like
you
give it to your buddy like, does this taste like Coke to you? Something's up with this. The syrup's low and you dump it out and you have to get Sprite.
Get the fucking Sprite. That's the story.
First world problems. Dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the story of every restaurant ever.
Yeah.
Such first world problems. That was a fucking big tangent.
But now you're here doing this.
Yeah, man.
And like you said before, you wanted it all to be like most people, I think. We all have, the idea of like, structure. How life is supposed to turn out.
Yeah.
From society, from our parents, you know.
It did literally, 180. And
I think our generation is kind of...
I think it's going more that way, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, in a sense. Society never, you know, it's always going to change some way. And it's definitely... Our generation's... that's like what they're known for. Like, Generation Y is known for not wanting to stay in a job very long.
Rebellious.
Like, Kind of, rebellious.
I would call it rebellious. I would think it's less structure.
But think about the
70s. You know.
Think how rebellious that was and that, you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think.
Shit.
Sometimes
I grow up to your
parents. Yeah, I know. Sometimes I wonder if it's just this age span, like 20 to 30, 16 to like 30, whatever, right in there, where you're actually starting into like real world kind of quote unquote and.
Yeah,
and like
the
real relationships and maybe kids and stuff, and that's where you're figuring out like, holy shit, like this is how the world works, and like all that stuff. And then it kind of, when we're 35 and we sat down again and talked,
it might just be that was a fun ride, but I want to stay one place. I want to do
But I wonder if our generation is changing permanently, like it'll carry that with us into our 30s and 40s. Or does every generation in this time span have these, like in the 70s, the whole hippie movement,
yeah,
and LSD, and they were all trying to figure out this world in that, all that age group.
Yeah.
And then they got older and, you know, it kind of dissipated, and
yeah,
they still kind of have the whole baby boomer get a good job. That's still the culture.
Right.
So I wonder if ours is like our culture for our generation, or just this time span, this is how it is with any 20 to 30 year old.
With just how much
we're all, throughout history, at this age,
yeah, and I mean,
people are trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
And we have a lot more information readily available at all times at this, at this,
oh my God,
you know what I mean?
We can
our
talk
generation.
Like 3 hours.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah, exactly. And does that have a big, I think it's got a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? It's, it would, I think with a lot of things, it would impact, I think there's a lot less personal exploration. If the internet says it's one thing, you're apt to believe it.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
true. I'm not even going to check it out. Instead,
yeah.
you know, back then it was, I don't know, got to try it.
Got to try it,
gotta
or
try it first.
Talk to someone
yeah.
who's face-to-face with someone who's actually done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy to think of that stuff, dude.
It is.
Well, and now that travel is, think of right now how easily, compared to 100 years ago, how easily we can fly.
Oh, yeah.
They can
yeah.
go to China, dude.
Just
it's cheaper and faster and easier than any time in human history to explore the entire world.
Yep.
That is insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
When did the Wright brothers' airplane? Was it 30s or 40s? 30s, or something?
I think.
It's fucking 80 years ago.
Yep. And that was flying across cornfields.
Oh, my God. And that's like the last...
Now you get
the China. In the whole history of the world, that's like a millisecond.
Yeah.
80 years.
And now just we check, can... And just check this out, dude. 100 years from now, we're going to teleport everywhere.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yes, it would.
That'd be nuts.
I'm going to try and build a teleporter.
I always think that, too. I've always thought of that when, like, I'm talking to girls, and it's, like, midnight, and oh, I'm in my bed. I wish you could be here. That's always what I text back is, oh, I'm working on the teleporter. I think I'm so clever.
Yeah, I got some duct tape and a cardboard box and
an influx capacitor.
An influx capacitor will be there in 5 minutes.
Just morph.
Maybe
like
make
right
it
10.
This might take a minute.
You morph into the room, but like your dick isn't there anymore.
Yeah. Your fucking eyes are on your butt.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll be right back.
I missed the most important part.
Oh,
that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
That was a good first podcast, I think.
It's sometimes you kind of forget there's even microphones here for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do this more.
What were the, we had some good main points in there.
I believe so.
Yeah,
believe, dude, if you're miserable, don't be miserable anymore.
Right?
Just
don't be, what's your other thing? Don't be a dick.
And don't be a dick.
That's like
a good way to, number one.
Yeah,
dude.
That is a pretty good one.
God, how many times have I said that?
For girls, I guess for girls it'd be don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
Kind of the equivalent, I guess.
Yeah. I think that incorporates pretty. If you go through life and you did one thing and that was not being a dick, you're a good
person. Don't be a mean person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't be a dick.
Stick up for yourself and do what you want to do, but don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. You get that really, like, it can solve so many problems
yeah.
with the whole world.
And I wasn't, I mean, I still can be, but
oh, yeah.
for a long chunk of my life, I was just a pissed off asshole.
Yeah.
And
I think
it's not much fun.
Oh, dude. Because, yeah, like you said, you get out. It's so cliche, but sometimes the cliches are the most true. Like, you mm-hmm. get out what you put in, you know?
Yeah.
What's that, the New Radical song? Get what you give. Don't give up. You know, you do.
Yeah.
The world is a reflection of you kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? If you walk around miserable, misery loves company,
mm-hmm.
that's all you're going to see.
And then it's snowballs,
yeah.
you know?
But if you go around and you drive around town and you wave to everybody you see, I guarantee by the time you get to the fucking market and you wave to every car, every person, you walk into the market, morning, people passing by,
mm-hmm.
they look like they're pissed, and you smile and wave. I've never had anybody,
like,
yeah, unless they didn't see me or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe they speak a different language, but 99%, right. some lady is just like old and just looks like she's pissed that she has to shop, hold the door open, morning, hi, just
how's
to see
your day?
Oh, thank you. And she looked so mad right before that.
Life's too short to be pissed off. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's too beautiful to miss out on, man.
That's
just
easy
so
to
many,
forget, too.
There's just so many experiences that have, you know, are available to us that why don't go through life wasting time.
Yeah.
Know? we only get, who knows what happens after this, you know? To me right now, I got this. And right now, life is pretty fucking good.
Exactly, dude. It's kind of a bummer how easy it is to forget that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think if everyone took 5 minutes to remind themselves that every day, if I did that every day,
mm-hmm.
5 minutes just to lay there instead of checking and if you can't, a text or anything.
If you can't do that for 5 minutes, then you need to change something. You need to change, you know,
our attention spans pretty going to shit because of...
Well, I just mean if you're so miserable with something that you can't even think about,
of anything
you're
grateful for?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just breathing, you should. Even if life sucks and you're like depressed, you know, like severely depressed, mm-hmm. you know, where life doesn't look worth living anymore, which I've never been, I think, quite there, but I've definitely had the blues where it's like, fuck.
Even that, do something, you know what I mean?
If you can just remind yourself that, like, I don't know, yeah, that... It's
like
cool
I said,
just to
it's
be...
that it's that moment of weakness, and it to me it brought was like I don't want to do this anymore.
Was it
it's...
weakness or strength?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I think I don't see that as weakness at all.
Well, it was
that's the greatest gift you could have gotten.
A weakness in the sense that it was kind of just in the dumps. You know what I mean?
A
moment of weakness, just kind of like
your whole life was just kind of
pile of crap.
Yeah. And it's true, dude. Like, yeah, from there, you start to see everything so much differently.
Once you just, I mean, all it takes is, I mean, sometimes you need some help, but
yeah,
you know,
just
get there. Just get there. It's worth it.
Read a book, or certain. I'm sure you know this because you're way into music. Certain songs.
Oh yeah,
will trigger.
Yeah, dude.
Trigger something.
My God, man. And there's times like, especially driving my truck, or even when I'm home or anything. Yeah, you hear it, and you just everything just stops for a second. Turn it up and. For 5 minutes, you're in absolute bliss.
Something clicks.
You know?
Something clicks, yeah.
I get that pretty regularly. I like that stuff.
Because you're not thinking about anything else. You're just, fucking music. That's a
you just
good
lose
song.
It, dude. You lose yourself for a second. And
those are those moments. Those are kind of what make life worth living.
They do.
I mean, friends and family and all that, too. But those moments are like, fuck. It's like, you just think how... Life is good. You just that's all that's going through your head, basically. For those seconds, you know?
Yep.
You just got to work on trying to get them more often, I guess.
That's what I would throw out.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
However you get that, yeah. So, all right, well, cool.
That was pretty good.
It's a pretty good chit-chat. I think that was a while.
That had to be longer than an hour. Let's see.